Om Saraswati Namaha. On page 86, the praise to the night of duality. Everybody, search your memories and think way back in history when a time when we forgot we were lovers. And think about the darkness, that night of duality, when we were thinking about our own selfish selves instead of thinking about the divine perception that we have right now. And that's what this Ratri Shukta is about. Praise to that goddess of darkness, who is the night of duality, who gave us the wisdom to see the light and become one with the goddess of unity. And so we want to turn around to our past and say to that goddess of darkness, thank you very much for exposing the light, because the light only shines in the darkness. And if it were not for the darkness, we would never have known the light. And so we say, thank you very much for exposing the light, and thank you for allowing the dawn to shine. And then comes the sun, the light of wisdom, and now we're free from you. Om, presenting the meditation of the gods for the goddess of night. Kushika is the seer, Gayatri, 24 syllables to the verse is the meter. The goddess of night is the deity. This appendage to the presentation of the glory of the goddess is applied in recitation. Om, the night of duality gives individuality in many forms and times, perceivable by the divine power of sense. Omnipresent, immortal, the goddess of places high and low, darkness is repelled by the light. She gave definition to her sister, the dawning light, the goddess who comes, and the darkness departs. She is ours now. May we see her effortless, unimpaired movements upon the earth as a bird sees from its dwelling in a tree, remaining only the witness. Remember the famous parable of the two birds sitting in the tree. One is very busy jumping about and pecking at all the fruits, trying to taste all there is of life, and the other merely sits and watches. May we see her unimpaired movements upon the earth like the bird sees from its dwelling in a tree. It just witnesses, watches all of creation. For the entire host of humanity, for animals who traverse by foot or birds who fly in the air, she is the object of desperate search. Drive away the wolves of confusion. Dispel the wolves of egotism, the thieves, hunger, thirst, greed, illusion, grief, and death. Then be to us the excellent crossing to wisdom. So here we're praying to this goddess of darkness who is exposing the light of wisdom to drive away the thieves, drive away the wolves, those who will break into our treasure chest and steal away the consciousness. The hunger and thirst and greed means uncontrolled desire. The illusion and the grief and, of course, death, forgetting our spiritual selves. And then be to us the excellent crossing to wisdom. The all-pervasive darkness is near me, existing as individual forms in the blackness. O dawning light, dismiss this ignorance. We're calling upon the dawn to bring the light of wisdom. The sunrise will come and illuminate the darkness and dismiss the darkness of ignorance. O daughter of the heavens, you have been gratified as by a privileged cow. O night of duality, may this hymn be victorious. So our words of praise flow just like
The milk flows from a cow, pure nourishment. And now we've given you pure nourishment, our purest devotion, our purest attentiveness. May this hymn be victorious. Oh, darkness, leave us. And let your sister, the dawning light, stay with us. Let the light of wisdom in the form of the sun stay with us and illuminate all the darkness. Now, let's read the Tantric Ratri Sukta. This comes from chapter 1 of the Chandipat. On page 89, Om Sang Sarasvati Namaha, the Tantric praise to the night of duality. The revered one of brilliant light extolled the ruler of the universe, creator of the perceivable world, cause of evolution and devolution, goddess of sleep, the unequaled energy of consciousness. The creative capacity said, so Brahma, remember, Brahma was about to be attacked by too much and too little. These two won the boon that they couldn't be slain anywhere on the land of the earth. So they became very attached to their egotism and very strong. They said to Brahma, they said, get off that lotus seat. That looks like an appropriate place for us to sit. Brahma said, this seat was given to me by Vishnu. It is the place of the creator. It is my proper place, and there is no need for me to vacate my seat for you. Too much and too little said, we are the authors of all action in creation. If you don't have enough, you have to get some more. If you have too much, you have to get rid of some. Old man, either you vacate that seat or fight with us. Brahma thought, I'm an old man. I have no weapons. I have these Vedas here. I can't fight with these two Asuras, just with the Vedas. I have to find some ally to help me in this battle. He called Vishnu. Vishnu was asleep on the couch of infinity. He said, Vishnu, wake up. Vishnu was sleeping, didn't even hear him, didn't stir one bit. Brahma said, Vishnu, these two Asuras are going to attack me any minute now. I don't have any way to defend myself. You wake up. Vishnu remained asleep. Then Brahma thought, what am I going to do? And he got an idea. Let me praise the Divine Mother. She's the energy of everything in all. If she likes my praise and I praise her with one-pointed devotion from my heart, she'll wake up Vishnu. And then he can fight with the Asuras for me. He's the protector of the universe. That's his job, to fight with Asuras, not mine. So the creative capacity said, you are oblations of I am one with God. You are oblations of union with ancestors. You are oblations of purity and the consciousness of all sound. You are the eternal essence of all the letters and the consciousness of the three vowels, Auma, Aim, Rin, Clean. All the threes. You are the eternal half-vowel, the anusar, the sound of an atom, anusar. And its special mode of pronunciation. You are the time of prayer. You are the bearer of the light. You are the goddess above all beings born. The universe is sustained by you, and the perceivable world is created by you. You protect what you create, O Divine Goddess, and you are the end for all. As the creator, you are the form of the creation, and as the form of circumstance, you are its maintenance.
Then at the conclusion, as the form of dissolution of perceivable existence, you are the almighty measurement of being.
Mahamaya, the measurement of being.
The great knowledge, the great measurement, the great intellect, the great recollection, the great ignorance too, and your ladyship, the great goddess and great source of strength. You are nature and the three qualities that you manifest in all, the night of time, the great night, and the night of ignorance. You are prosperity. You are the consciousness of all. You are humility. You are the intellect and the goal of all knowledge. Modesty, increase, then complete satisfaction. You are peace and patient forgiveness. You bear the sword of wisdom and the pike of concentration, the club of articulation and the discus of revolving time as you present a frightful form. You bear the conch of vibrations and the bow of determination and other weapons as well. You are mild and gentle and the ultimate of attractiveness and incomparable beauty. Above and beyond that, and even again superior, you are the supreme consciousness. Whatsoever exists in thought or perception, whether true or untrue, the energy of everything in all is you. Then what can be sung in your praise? If he who is the evolution, circumstance, and devolution of the perceivable world is subject to the sleep that you have caused, then what can be sung in your praise? Here, Vishnu, the Supreme Lord, is sound asleep in Yoga Nidra. The Nidra of Yoga, the sleep of the perfect communion. It's just in the silence. And he is the Supreme Lord, and he's asleep. Because of you. Who has capacity to praise you? What could possibly be sung to extol your qualities? God himself falls asleep when you proclaim him to sleep. You cause the maintaining capacity and the dissolving capacity, that's Vishnu and Shiva, and myself as well, to wear bodies. Here we are, the creative capacity, singing hymn to the Divine Mother. Me too. I have to wear a body because of you. It's your order that we manifest. Hence, for this reason and for this cause, who has sufficient ability to sing your praise? O divine goddess, you and your heavenly and bounteous manifestations have been extolled. Cause the ignorance of egotism to fall upon those two thoughts so difficult to understand, too much and too little. Let them become beset with egotism, and because of the frenzy of their own ego, they'll make a mistake. Awaken the consciousness of the master of the world and rouse him from sleep. Everyone, please awaken the consciousness of the master of the world and arouse him from sleep. Wake up, you sleepyhead. Let him conquer these two great thoughts for me and beget wisdom. Om. This is the tantric praise of the night of duality from chapter 1 of the Chandi. Mantra, yantra, and tantra, all three are inseparably connected. Mantrayate iti mantra, that which takes away the mind, that is intuitive experience. Yantra is an intellectual understanding. And tantra is a practical application. What do you have to do to get that experience? So I don't think that they are separate, you know, or in any way different from one another. However, in the Vedas, we find great hymns of praise
They did sadhana by reciting the hymns and performing the worship and the yajnas and the different pujas. And in the tantras, again, they're doing sadhanas by reciting the hymns of praise. However, it's a little more sophisticated time. It is a later period of time. Their society, civilization has evolved to some extent. There is, and it's in modern Sanskrit, whereas the Vedas are in classical Sanskrit. These are the primary differences. The basic philosophy, the basic sadhana, the tapasya, is all the same. It just so happened in the Vedic praise of the goddess, they're talking about setting us free from the limitations of egotism. And in the tantric praise of the goddess, they're saying, please, we can't do it ourselves. You, the energy of all, have to wake up the consciousness of the master of the three worlds. Wake him from his slumber. We're sleeping. Wake us up and allow us to beget wisdom so that master of the three worlds can combat with these asuras. We can't do it ourselves. Only pure consciousness can. In the first chapter, Chandi takes care of these thoughts in the form of Mahakali by waking up Vishnu and saying, okay, go ahead and fight with these guys. Yes, he fights with them. And you know what? As the story goes on, he fought with them for 5,000 years. And then he said, these asuras are too strong for me. How am I going to get rid of these guys? And Vishnu sat down and prayed to the Divine Mother, to Chandi. And he said, Mother, too much and too little are keeping the consciousness engaged in activity all the time. I never get a moment. These guys are so strong that they're even fighting me. I can't defeat them. Of course, they won the boon that they would never be slain while they were on the earth. Vishnu said, Mother, if you're any kind of a mother, you got to help me out here. Tell me, how can I slay these guys? She said, you have to slay them where there is no water. If they're in the ocean of existence, they can't be slain. You've got to take them out of the ocean of existence. Now, because of your prayer to me, I'm going to cause the ignorance of egotism to come upon these two asuras. So Vishnu, with this information from the Divine Mother, came back to Too Much and Too Little and said, boy, are you guys strong. I am so pleased to fight opponents like you. This is really a challenge for me. I am so pleased to be fighting with you that I'm going to give you a boon. What boon would you like? And Too Much and Too Little said, you know, it's the custom for the stronger to give a boon to the weaker. And since you haven't been able to slay us, obviously, we should be giving the boon to you. And Vishnu said, okay, I want you guys in balance. I don't want too much and I don't want too little. Tell me how to slay you. And Too Much and Too Little said, well, we can't be untrue. So Vishnu, slay us in the place where there is no water, free from the ocean of desire, free from the ocean of activity. Vishnu looked around and he said, the entire universe was filled with the waters of desire. Everywhere anyone looked, they wanted something else. There is no place that's free from desire. How am I going to get rid of these guys? Vishnu got an idea. He said, okay, sit on my lap. I am outside of the ocean of desire. So then the two Asuras made themselves very, very large so that they couldn't sit on Vishnu's lap. He said, how can we sit on your lap? It's so small. You're not free from desire. Vishnu made himself even larger. The Asuras made themselves larger. Vishnu again grew until he was way beyond the capacity of the Asuras. And he took the two Asuras and put them both on his lap. And with his discus of revolving time, indicating the patience and consistency, he cut off their heads. And that's how too much and too little got put back into balance. The master of the universe, the consciousness of the universe, said, I want balance. I'm not going to strive in this ocean of desire. I'm going to free myself and rise above the ocean of desire and put too much and too little into balance. And that's the story of chapter one. Any other questions about the Ratvishuddha?
Swami, you said that the discus of revolving time is patience and consistency.
Yes.
And so that's how we can help ourselves.
Absolutely. We need patience and consistency. Dedication to our sadhana, consistency, and patience. And then time itself, with that discus of revolving time, time itself will organize our prakriti, our nature, and everything that goes around our nature, so that it comes into balance, into harmony, with neither too much nor too little. That's the weapon that he holds in his hand. She does too. The discus of revolving time named excellent intuitive vision. It gives us the patience, the determination, the consistency to continually work towards that balance. Om Sang Saraswati Namaha.